relevant to this issue, which we just talked about, patient, for example, presenting with metastatic disease, is the issue of bevacizumab, which now we know from our patterns of care studies of docs in this country is a standard part of first-line therapy for metastatic disease. Chemotherapy, usually FOLFOX, which you just described before, plus bevacizumab or Avastin. What's been seen there in terms of response and side effects and toxicity issues, adding a bevacizumab?
FOLFOX, Avastin is the treatment of choice. The toxicity is quite tolerable. The main issue with if you're using chemotherapy prior to surgery is not using too much chemotherapy, because whatever the chemotherapy, there is a hepatic toxicity. And it's different for irinotecan than for oxaliplatin, but you need to sort of have a finite amount of chemotherapy. But FOLFOX Avastin is probably de facto the standard. The surgeon obviously needs to remember that the half-life of Avastin is 18 to 21 days, and so you ideally have the patient sick at least 6 and maybe even 8 weeks from their last dose of Avastin before you do an operation.
A couple of the common issues that come up with Avastin first is the hypertension. How much of an issue is that?
In our practice, it's never been an issue. Certainly there are reportable cases of reversible posterior leukoencephalopathy and hypertensive crisis, never seen it, so you need to be aware of it. But it's common to have mild hypertension, which is easily treated, but it's never been an issue.
What about bowel perforation?
Right, and so the risk of bowel perforation across all the studies is about 1.5%, and I'm a little wary about using Avastin in the patient with extensive peritoneal carcinomatosis or the patient who's had multiple operations. But, you know, 1.5%, it's not a common event, but it's a horrible event if it happens.
When you say horrible event, what's the typical presentation? What do we know about the pathophysiology? What's going on?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. The pattern isn't really predictable. So it's, again, the most impressive data is in an ovarian cancer study where patients with advanced ovarian cancer, multi-lines of therapy, multiple abdominal surgeries, where there was an 11% incidence of bowel perforation. I think that's an outlier. My assumption is that the bowel perf is injured and bevacizumab inhibits the healing process of the bowel. Because remember, you're giving chemotherapy with the bevacizumab. I think the chemotherapy bowel toxicity may be augmented by the Avastin, at least in most of the studies that get chemotherapy with Avastin.
What's your impression in terms of how much benefit is added to the chemotherapy clinically by bringing in the Avastin?
Well, I think it depends on the circumstance. I think, first of all, there's no evidence that people are cured with Avastin who wouldn't have otherwise been cured. We may turn out to see that, but so far that's not been the case. Patients live longer when they get Avastin than when they don't. And why is that? I presume it's because the disease progresses more slowly, they may get more chemotherapy. I do think probably there are many patients who don't necessarily need Avastin. I just saw a patient this last week, for example, an 80-year-old, perfectly functional woman who has primary resected, has a supraclav node and intra-abdominal nodes, asymptomatic, low-volume disease. Now, she wants chemotherapy, which is fine, but she had a superior mesenteric vein thrombosis 5 years ago. And so that's a patient I probably wouldn't use Avastin, because it's not as if a good response is going to cure the disease. Because of the nodal distribution, this disease is not curable.
And I guess you're referring to the increased incidence of arteriothrombotic events.
Of vascular complications. And even though...
What's the magnitude of that, though?
Well, cancer patients get thromboembolic disease. The risk of arterial thromboembolic events is about 4%, and it's greater in people who've had prior thromboembolic events. But to me, the issue is what are the goals of therapy? And I do think that 4% is not uncommon, and a stroke can really drastically change a patient's quality of life. And so this patient, for example, the community doctor quite reasonably recommended combination chemotherapy with Avastin. And I'm not trying to be a naysayer. I said, you know, the one thing I would think about is, do you want chemotherapy at all? Maybe just watch the disease for a while. But if you're going to take chemotherapy, not sure I would add Avastin.